Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo for WNRN. Pleased to welcome you to this in-studio session. I've got James McMurtry with me in our Charlottesville studios. He's playing a show tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. And if you planned ahead, congratulations. That show is now sold out. But he will be appearing at the Birchmere in Alexandria tomorrow evening. And there are tickets available for that show. His latest album, The Horses and the Hounds, is available now on New West Records. James, welcome back to Charlottesville.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's so nice to see you again. I know we've had you in the studio before, but it's always a treat when you're here. You have got a very busy schedule. Looking at your touring schedule ahead, you're doing shows almost every night. I think maybe one night a week you take off. Is that by your preference? You like working so regularly?
Well, nobody goes out on Monday night, so that's usually a travel day. It's just economics, really.
What have you found different about touring now after the pandemic?
The restaurants and hotels are severely understaffed in a lot of places.
We certainly found that true around here. Would you like to play a song for us?
Sure, why not? Honey, don't you be yelling at me when I'm cleaning my gun. I'll wash the blood off the tailgate when deer season's done. We got one more weekend to go, and I'd like to kill one more doe. So I'll shovel the sidewalk again, 'cause you're still in a stew. And I'll bet the bridge tender's widow won't mind that I can't please you. She sure got the run of the men out here where the pickings are thin and there's not much to do. And I woke up last night in the grip of a fright, scared to breathe for I might make a noise. But this life that we crave, so little we save, between the grandparents' graves and the grandchildren's toys. And we grew up hard, and our children don't know what that means. We turned into our parents before we were out of our teens. Through a series of Chevys and Fords, the occasional spin round the floor at the copper canteen. Now the big boxes out on the bypass are shaving us thin. I guess we can hold on a couple more years till the pension kicks in. Then we'll sell all the stock in the store, leave only the lock on the door, and wonder what then. When I wake up at night in the grip of a fright, and you hold me so tight to your chest, and your breath on my skin still pulls me back in till I'm weightless and then I can rest. So if Monsignor should pull you aside as you're leaving the church, and I'm out on the ice dropping lines for the walleye and perch, tell him it's not your job to bring me to the fold, and I'd rather stand out in the cold. And honey, I know the wood pile's low and we can't close the flue, so I'll split up a couple more cords for the winter time's through. Hold on to your rosary beads, Leave me to my mischievous deeds like we always do.
James McMurtry in studio at WNRN. Thanks so much for that song.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it was almost exactly 13 years ago today, September 18th, 13 years ago, you were in this studio and you recorded a version of Hurricane Party, which we have on our YouTube site.
Wow.
And that is one of our most watched videos. There's over 150,000 views of that. And one of the comments on the video from someone who watched it says, I've never been to the USA, and thanks to this guy, I have vivid images of certain areas, states, etc. This poet is also a musician. And I think this song you just played and that song both lead to the same question. How is it you develop these beautiful images of places and people and time?
We travel a lot. I look through the windshield, make note of what I see. You know.
Do you tend to write all the time, or you collect it all up?
Sometimes I'll turn verses over in my head as we're going down the road, but I don't really write till it's time to make a record. And it's time to make a record when the tour draw falls off. I mean, for many years now, our income's from the road. The business model when I started out in 1989 with my first record, you know, back then the idea was you put out records and you toured to support record sales, and hopefully you sold enough records to make royalties you could live off. That never worked out for me, but we got enough of a toehold in the touring world that, you know, we were able to profit off the tours, which is good because, you know, late 90s Napster came along and Spotify and turned everything on its head to where now there basically are no record sales or artist royalties. You better be able to make it off the road.
The newest album is The Horses and the Hounds, available on New West Records. And James is going to be playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and then again tomorrow night at the Birchmere in Alexandria. James, do you have another song for us?
Well, let's let Betty Sue do one.
Oh, great.
Betty Sue's opening my shows, and she's good.
Thanks.
By the time we got to Richmond, you knew I was somewhere else. My mind was reeling down a different road, and you could see through what I felt. By the time we pulled into Charlotte and threw our bags on the bed, well, you hadn't said a word in hours, and I had torn my nails to shreds. And it's dark with the blackouts drawn tight. We can't tell from here if it's 10 in the morning. Nothing's wrong. That window unit moaning its own sad song. And it's dark, baby, it's so dark with the blackouts drawn. That lot and dragged so hard the ashes raced your lips. Well, I knew you had so much to say, you just couldn't find the words to do your anger justice. By the way, I know I haven't said enough that I believe in who you are. No. Just fall empty like the bottles in the back seat of this car. And it's dark with the black. nothing's wrong. That window unit moaning its own sad song. And it's dark, baby, it's so dark with the blackout strong. Yeah, we'll just lie here together like nothing's wrong. That old window unit moaning its own sad song. And it's dark, baby, it's so dark with the blackout strong.
That's Betty Sue in studio on WNRN. She'll be opening for James McMurtry this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. That show is sold out, but they're also appearing at the Birchmere in Alexandria tomorrow evening, and there are tickets available for that show. Betty Sue, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
James, I think a lot of people connect you to Texas, but maybe not so many people know that you spent time in the Commonwealth.
I did most of my so-called growing up in Loudoun County.
Yeah, and then you went to school at Woodbury Forest, right?
I did, yeah.
Do you have any recollections from school days at Woodbury Forest?
Yeah.
Any you can repeat?
I don't know. It might blow the whole myth.
So you have a son who's a musician as well, Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis.
Did you do anything to either encourage or discourage him from going into this business?
No, I stayed out of it. But yeah, he's got a lot more musical knowledge than I do now. He's got a degree in music comp with an emphasis on ethnomusicology, so.
Wow. How about your father? Did he do anything to encourage or discourage you from this?
He didn't do enough to discourage me from it.
Let me remind everybody that James and Betty Sue are going to be playing at the Southern Cafe at Music Hall this evening. That show is sold out, but they'll be at the Birchmere tomorrow evening in Alexandria, and there are tickets for that show. James, do you have time for one more song?
Yeah, I might not have time to tune for it, but let's see. We used to spend a lot of time driving back and forth across Western Canada, and you had to spend a lot of time driving back and forth because there wasn't any gigs in the middle. And they grow this amazing crop up there. It makes this chartreuse blossom that just goes out to the edge of the world in all directions. And we didn't know what it was. I mean, being Americans, we didn't stop to ask either. So one day we came to a sign that said canola processing with a phone number and was finally able to finish this song. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. Never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz. Second best surfer on the Central Coast. Had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos. And I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with. It had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. Doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat. Cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that.
Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time look like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows, brown rusty contour lines. And there's not much moving on a romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. In the way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there.
That's Canola Fields from The Horses and the Hounds, James McMurtry's newest album. In studio at WNRN in Charlottesville. You can get the album on New West Records. Betty Sue is accompanying them on that one, and they're both going to be playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. That show is sold out, but you can also see them at the Birchmere in Alexandria tomorrow evening. James, thanks so much for coming in today. Really, it's always a treat to have you here.
Thank you.
And Betty Sue, thanks so much for being here with us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
A big thanks to Michaelin and Graham for their support on today's session. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.